Smart Troopers, get your DC-15 blasters and slap on your buckets. It's time for custom action figure news with Lucas Clones and Tamer. Now blast those clankers! Go, go, go!
Go on, give it everything you got! Make every shot count!
This is gonna be a tough one, I doubt we'll make it through!
Alright, folks, well, surprise, surprise, me and Tamer decided to do a little bonus episode of Custom Action Figure News. We're going to call this, I guess, a microcast, because we're going to try to keep this to about 30 minutes, and hopefully me and Tamer will be able to just talk for only 30 minutes, but we'll see. So, anyhow, this is Lucas Clones, also known as Chad, and with me, as always, is Tamer. How are you doing?
Not bad, Chad. Hello, everyone.
All right. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to do a real quick little toy talk. We're going to talk about some of the figures that are coming out that we are excited about. And we're also going to do, just for fun, we're going to do a little section on what did you get this week or what did you get this month or whatever. So I'm going to talk about some things that I got recently, and Tamer's going to talk about some of his things. Kind of like on the Imperial Shipyards forum when you go and look at the recent purchases. But before I do that, I want to just make a quick announcement. Some of you that have been listening know that lately we've had a few audio difficulties, and we're trying to figure that out. And that's kind of one of the ulterior motives to this show today, is that we want to figure out what's causing it. So we decided to do this quick little show before we go on a two-week hiatus and come back on June 30th. And we're just doing this on Audacity and recording it. We are not live on Ustream or anything. So anyhow, we're working those bugs out for you, and we definitely want to provide quality audio recording over live performance, because we want to give our listeners the best show that they can listen to, and we definitely want to give our customizers the best interview that we can give, and so we're working on it. So anyhow, Tamer, what announcements do you have for us this week?
Well, how can I say this? We have 18 entries so far into the Create a Wookiee Lover 1138 contest. The shipyarders and even folks off the shipyards are creating just some neat-looking gens. As a matter of fact, Chad, your zombie gen was, I thought, spot-on fantastic. Of course, those of you that know Lucas Clones know that Chad has just got finished reading Death Troopers, which I am trying my best to not read till I go on vacation here in a few more days, but he's just creating some just absolutely great zombies that are along those lines, and he created a custom gen along those lines I thought was good too. We've seen some neat ones. Another thing is the fact that, of course, there are just a ton of new custom figures and vehicles and dioramas to see on shipyards, and I know I don't have enough time to mention them all, because we want to talk about some of the stuff Chad talked about. If we have any time left, I'd love to do a little C6 talk, since we heard when and where that was going to be.
Definitely.
Yeah, just guys like Droid World and how Narthax 87 showed up. And, of course, you know, Lucas Clones is working on some regular style Clone War Trandoshans. And there's just a lot of neat stuff on there. I mean, if you like Star Wars, I don't see how you just couldn't, you know, just get on the front page of, you know, ImperialShipyards.net and look at all those neat things. I just can't even fathom how some of our customizers come up with some of the stuff they do. Like Art DeWille just came up with a neat new piece of artwork card, and Darth Sinister just came up with a neat comic book cover that I just put on the front page. So anyway, I mean, there's just lots of neat stuff up there. You can usually find out what you need to find out on the front page of Imperial Shipyards.
All right.
I think that's it, Chad.
Yeah, that sounds about right to me. Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff. And that you just put up a Hoth diorama this morning that I thought was just absolutely fantastic. That was cool. All right.
Droid World does some good stuff.
Yeah, he's got a cool banner, too, with it says Droid World, and inside each letter there's a picture of a droid. I thought that was neat. All right, well, okay, so why don't we go ahead and do the recent acquisitions segment that we're kind of debuting here. So, Tamer, I'll let you go ahead and start. What recent acquisitions have you gotten this week or this month? I know you've gotten a lot.
Yeah, this has been a good weekend for me this past weekend. Of course, in my mailbox on Friday, thanks to yours truly, Chad sent me the Death Troopers novel, because I haven't read that yet. But also in the envelope was a pleasant surprise, and of course, anyone that knows me knows I love AT-AT drivers, but Chad zombied up an AT-AT driver, and it was touch and go there trying to get it away from my daughter as soon as she saw it and when I opened the package Friday evening, because we both thought it was fantastic. And Chad, I wanted to thank you for sending that to me. That's just great.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Yeah, you're most welcome.
It's definitely going to be on the Tamer Hall of Fame shelf. I'll have to get some new pictures up of that.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you. I want to see your AT-AT driver collection. I thought it would be cool if you like did a picture of all of them like on your shelf or your display or wherever and post that. That would be really cool to see a picture of that.
I need to do that. I try to do that maybe before I go on vacation, because of course, for those who know me, my drivers are, you know, if anything else could go, but my drivers would definitely stay. That and a few of my walkers, of course. Of course, my other recent acquisition, for those of you that listened to our podcast last time, I have been after Ron Himbling, who most of us know as Himble, for his custom AT-AT gunner and this 12-inch scale that he created. And I finally have acquired it. He's going to ship it to me next week. I'm so excited. Of course, if you haven't seen that particular custom, if you get on HimbleCreations.com and it is Star Wars stuff, it won't take you long to find it. It has so many different unique features on it. And first, my main goal, outside of just spreading the good word of customizing, is to, for my shipyarders, we just had some fantastic artists, is to get at least one custom from every one of them. I mean, I'm envisioning my collection actually turning into maybe nothing but customs. I could see me going down those roads. And, as we get older, it seems like all of us evolve our collecting habits. And, we are always, seems, well, I know I'm always at war between space and, money, as far as the cost of some of these things that go up. And told myself if I ever sold a $10 basic figure, I was getting out of the game. But I'm still in it. But just some great new things I was able to get this week. And also, I got in a new set of cards from Kessel Run Imports, along with my Season 1 of the Kessel Run Review. And I'm telling you, we just have some talented folks at Imperial Shipyards. Really, one of the reasons I get up out of bed every morning is to see what, you guys come up with. It's just neat stuff. And it's, I feel like a kid in a candy shop with, an infinite balance. I can get anything I want. Like, those cards are just absolutely awesome. The card stock is just such professional quality. It's inspired new things. Like, we have a forum member called Jay Levan Four, who's kind of creating this neat little, it's kind of like the Magic or the Yu-Gi-Oh card games, that he's kind of creating in a Pearl Shipyards version. No doubt he was inspired by the cards Kessel Run Imports was making. Just some neat stuff. So Yeah, I'm quite tickled. And I even have the new Star Tours packs coming my way once again. I have Chad to thank for those, and I'm tickled pink. I can't wait to see those. I didn't think there was a chance that I would ever be able to get those besides eBay, but Chad found a source and hooked me up, so thank you for that too, Chad.
Oh yeah, you're welcome. And they're pretty cool. There's some the droid pack comes with some suitcases, for goodness sakes, and I'm just like, wow, those are neat. The droids and the droid pack looks really cool. Of course, the skytroopers would be what I would want the most. So you're going to be excited to get those, and we'll get those coming to your way soon. All right, well, I guess it's my turn.
Yeah, what'd you get?
All right, well, I'm going to kind of like, I don't get a whole lot. I get a couple figures every week or so, and it seems as though there hasn't been a whole lot around. Mostly the only thing new that we've had in our area has been new vintage figures, and also the new Captain America movie line came out. And I got a couple of those. I got the Skull and Crossbones, which are in the Wave 2. And they're said that they're short pack, but I found two of them already. And I got the second set for LE, because he's, that's Luke Skywalker. He's doing a trade with me. So I'm going to be sending those his way, and he's got an AT-RT driver and a General Lando. And also a Riot clone, which is part of the Wave that I can't find.
I haven't seen it yet either.
Yeah, well, apparently they've hit around here because a buddy of mine that lives by me has almost the whole Wave, but I have not personally seen them in the store. And everything is one per case now, so if they get one case in, there's only one, you know, set of the Wave there. So, but I'm hoping that they'll turn up eventually, and I'll be able to get them. So I got the Red Skull, and I got the Crossbones, and those are pretty cool figures. I originally was going to get the Crossbones for Customs, but because he's really kind of cool on his own, I think I'm going to leave him alone for a little while. And then I also got another AT-RT driver, because I want to army build those guys, and the AT-RT driver is just, I mean, wow. He's got that new head sculpt that looks fantastic, and he's got that new gun that with the strap that you can go around him. He's pretty neat. And and then thank you to Wraith9, because yesterday the mail came, and I got my Ayla Sakura from him, and she's, you know, an older figure, but she's fantastic. So I want to thank Jay for that very much.
She's hard to find.
Yeah, she is really hard to find, and I send him quite a nice pack of goodies his way, and so I thank you very much to him for getting me that Ayla Sakura. So then yesterday I had a few errands to run, and I also had word that the truck at Toys R Us would be showing up yesterday. When I was there this past Friday, I always ask the people, when is your truck come in? Have you unloaded it? And so forth and so on. The guy says, oh, we're supposed to be getting a new truck on Tuesday. So on my errands, of course, I had to stop by Toys R Us. And lo and behold, guess who I found on the pegs?
Oh, don't tell me Fordo.
Yeah, I sure did. There was only one of that whole wave there. And boy, I wish I had $100, because I would have bought all of them. But I had to get old Captain Fordo. And it was so funny because Clonehead had just posted his review on the front page yesterday afternoon, and I went in there. It was almost as like I read that, and then I went to Toys R Us, and there he was. And so I got old Captain Fordo, and boy, I'll tell you, he is absolutely fantastic. And Clint did a very nice job on his review with some really good pictures of him showing the detail on him and everything. And I'll tell you, Sean, you're gonna have to buy two, because there's no way you can just display one in either of those two sets of armor. You're gonna have to get another one, because you can't take the ARC Trooper armor. Is the regular ARC Trooper armor is so fantastic that you don't want to take it off, but then you see that awesome second helmet sitting on your display, and it just doesn't look right having it sit there. So you're gonna have to get two. But man, I'll tell you, yesterday was the day, because I about jumped out of my shoes when I saw him on the peg there.
too.
Yeah, he so I think you know, we'll have some luck finding that figure. I definitely with how bad distribution has been the last couple of months, going there and seeing him, I was the Walmart that's been stocking my vintage figures has actually had a lot of vintage figures. They haven't had any Clone Wars figures, but they've had a lot. And there's like a, you know, the Walmart has like a three or four Attack of the Clones. And by the way, did you see that they fixed the helmet on those vintage Stormtroopers?
Yeah, I picked one up, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, that's I'm glad that they did that, because it looks so much better.
And the Dagobah Luke, they also have a much darker blue saber that I like, so I picked that one up too.
Yeah, I've been meaning to get that one too, and they had that was another one they had like three or four of at Walmart. So I'm hoping that and the thing that I'm noticing too about the vintage figures, and this is what gives me hope, Sean, is that I don't think that too many kids are buying those. I think it's mostly just, you know, guys like us that are going there and getting them, because when I go to the store, all the Clone Wars figures are gone, but there's still plenty of vintage figures left. And the only ones that are gone are the ones that, you know, everybody's looking for. But
well, now one of the ones I'm also hoping to find is, of course, I guess I have to try to find the variation of it too. Have you seen any of the wedges on the pegs yet, Chad?
No, I sure haven't.
Yeah, that one supposedly is out now too, and I have to thank the folks at Yak for putting me onto that news, but evidently there's a cardback variation for him too, so I guess there's two different versions.
Wow, yeah, well, hey, I'll be happy to just have one of him. The only Wedge figure that I ever had was the old one that came with that Millennium Falcon carrying case way back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
And I still had that figure, actually. Yeah, but that's the only Wedge figure I've ever had, so I definitely would like to get that one. But no, I sure haven't seen it. The Toys R Us had that the entire wave that Captain Fordo was in, and I'll tell you, it's going to be hard not to want to get all of them, because they're all fantastic looking. That Rebel Trooper, Rebel Blockade Trooper, he's really cool. And he comes with a weird accessory. He comes with a ball cap. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he comes, I guess you can take his helmet off, and he's got like, it's like a gray baseball cap, and I guess you can put it on him like he's, I guess his helmet is for when he's in battle, but when he's just hanging out around the Tantive IV or whatever, he's wearing a ball cap.
I think it's so smart for Hasbro to be doing things like that, like giving Fordo two helmet sculpts and doing little things like that. Man, I'm going to have to get that in somebody's hands that I know that can maybe make some multiples of that head. That sounds like a neat thing to cast.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that Clint would be up to the challenge of casting that ball cap. It's pretty detailed, too. I took a look at it. It's pretty nice. Of course, the whole figure is really nice looking. They had all the other figures in that wave. They had that Bomb Vinden, the cantina guy, the guy with the horn.
He looks cool.
Yeah, oh yeah, he looks really cool. He comes with a really cool gun with a strap too. That's nice looking. And they had Barriss Offee, who I've been wanting to get the Clone Wars version of, but the regular version of her looks really good too. And they also had the one of the figures that collectors have been waiting to get for a long time. They had the Bespin Han Solo there.
Oh, I want that one bad too.
Yeah. I have a feeling he'll be easy to get, because he's one of those ones that, you know, will probably get repacked and be put out over and over, I'm hoping.
And I'm such a sucker for those figures on those vintage cards too.
Yeah, I did a video of Captain Fordo last night as soon as I had a chance, and I haven't uploaded it yet, but I was just remarking on the video that, and I know you leave all yours in the package, but I'll tell you, those vintage cards, they're the nicest looking cards, but boy, it's hard to take the bubble off without completely ripping all of the artwork, you know, with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I actually used my X-Acto knife to cut the Captain Fordo bubble off, because I didn't want the picture of him to get wrecked. So
I just hope that means that Hasbro is going to give us more not only, you know, the first version anime, which after I saw Clint posted that, and I was trying to figure out where we saw Fordo and that other helmet, which wasn't until the second season, because I just did a Clone Wars anime marathon yesterday, but man, I'm hoping that also will tie into the Clone Wars TV series that's on the Cartoon Network now, that, man, we get to see some of these neat characters made into regular style figures. I mean, you know, I don't mind the Clone Wars figures at all, but man, for me, I much prefer, you know, the vintage or legacy style figures.
Right. Well, yeah, and how they're doing the vintage figures, especially the clones now, I want them to redo all of them. I want a new Commander Green, that new style with the ball, you know, the nice ball jointed hips where they can actually do the split, and you know, I want Soft Goods Comma on you know, like Commander Bly with a Soft Goods Comma. Can you imagine?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, and with that removable helmet, and wow, that would be fantastic. Like,
I watched that, you know, the Tartakovsky, I'm probably not pronouncing that right, anime yesterday, both seasons, and I'm going to have a blue arc now, too, to go with Fordo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be pretty easy to do, because it would just be a straight repaint, and you'd have, and then, you know, pop a different head on there. I'm thinking that AT-RT driver's head would look really nice, and,
oh, yeah.
And then just, you know, pop them in a bubble. That would be really easy to do.
I think that, you know, I know we get on Hasbro's case a lot, but what they're doing with the AT-RT driver, the Attack of the Clone version clone trooper, and of course when I get my hands on a Fordo, I'll say for sure too, but I think they are really rocking the clone commanders and the clone troopers, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The ball jointed ankles, for instance, on the AOTC clone and Captain Fordo. I mean, he can almost do like a, you know, like the ballet dancer where they stand on their toes, because the way that they sculpted the ball hinge, instead of it, remember how the old figures the ball hinge would kind of go up inside of the leg? Well,
yeah.
They sculpted these ones so only really the peg is going inside the leg and the ball joint is free, so that it can rotate, it has more range of motion. And the knee joint, this Captain Fordo figure here, the knee joint, he's got better than 90 degrees articulation in the knee joint. So, I mean, and with those new ball jointed hips, the way that they can go out so far, I mean, you can get him into some absolutely awesome action poses. I had him in a really cool one last night, and I put them up on my desk with the AOTC clone, and they just looked like they were all about the action. They were nice. So, but yeah, so that was my acquisition, and I'll tell you what, it was a great day yesterday. And I gotta say thank you to my wife for letting me go and get Captain Fordo too.
Yeah, it must be nice.
Yep. Oh, you'll find one. Don't worry. I'll keep my eye out for extra. Of course, I have to get my son one first, and then if I see another one, I'll. If you haven't got one yet.
Hey, Strikes Back just did a neat. I'm calling him the Flame On Trooper. He's up on the front page now too. He looks pretty cool.
Oh yeah, he does. He's doing a really good job on it. He's getting very detailed. His painting skills are getting a lot better.
Must run in the family.
Yep. Well. Yeah, and just like, you know, helping people on the yards with tips, I definitely he's right there next to me all the time, and it's great this being on summer vacation, because we can sit in there and have, you know, a couple of hours to sit there and do all that. So it's been fun times. All right.
Hey, did you see that customizing tip that Screaming Samurai Studio shared yesterday with the salt and like the cucumber hand cream? I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, I actually posted that tip on the CAFN Facebook page.
That's cool.
And yeah, that way more people could see it. And I was looking at that and I was like, wow, he does some super detailed ships, because he had like that A-wing at the beginning, and that thing looked like it came out of the movie with all the detail that he put into it.
Yeah, good. That B-wing he just posted action shots of, I thought was. If we can get that Kmart B-Wing that's supposed to come out, if we can get it even half as good looking as that, I'll be happy.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yep. So anyhow, well, did you want to talk about C6 a little bit?
Yeah, I'm ticked. of course, I went to C5 this past August, loved it, and I told myself that there was no way I would ever miss any more of those, and then we get the announcement, you know, that, well, it's going to be August 23rd to 26th, 2012, and I applaud them for making an early announcement, but it's just like, wait a minute, that's when those of us who have children start back to school, and of course those of us that have jobs along those lines start back to work that week too, and if there's any week you can't get out of, that would be the week, and I'm just like, man.
Yeah, that was my first thought. Almost exactly like you just said it. I was like, gosh, why couldn't they do it in July or even the very first week of August? It would be so much easier for me, and I knew the same thing for you would be true, and probably a lot of other people. So yeah, it's a shame that they picked that date, but I you know, what can you do? You can't unless you got a direct line to Lucasfilm, you know. And of course, we don't have that yet.
Maybe George will listen to this and say, you know what, Chad and Sean are right. We need to change that date. So George, you know, thanks for listening to us.
Yeah. You never know. You never know. He might be. It was funny.
Well, I mean, I just, first of all, Florida, August, when they made the first announcement about C5, I was like, there's no way. I will melt. Yeah. But realistically speaking, from having gone, I mean, the walk from the place is just, Orange County Convention Center is just surrounded with hotel, motel type places and numerous restaurants, and I didn't really find that walk to be all that horrible as far as the heat, and you know, even went to the, you know, last tour at Endel right at Disney and had a blast. So I mean, I was finally over the Florida in August heat issue, and they picked the one week that would be almost impossible for me to get there on.
Yeah. It was funny because I was listening to the Forcecast last night, and they were talking a lot about that. They were saying that, you're going to have to start getting yourself ready and start training now for August in Florida, and, like, you know, start taking walks or wear a trash bag or go to a sauna and sit in the steam room and all that. And I was just laughing because, you know, I live in Florida, and August is the worst, but I'm so used to it that it's just like, it's funny to hear the people from the Midwest talk about how hot Florida is when I live in it all the time, you know?
Yeah, that part wasn't really all that bad, you know?
It's the date that's the problem, not in regards to the weather, but in regards to, you know, it's the change of the season, really, and the what's going on in everybody's lives, that's the problem.
Well, I mean, who knows? Maybe they'll see that, you know, maybe it's hurting their reservations or whatnot. Maybe they'll say, well, maybe we need to make this a week earlier. Or I was even thinking, man, wouldn't it be nice, like, late September, early October, and that same venue would be nice. But, you know, I mean...
Well, there's a lot of time left. They could certainly do that, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's over a year away, so... You know, it's not impossible that would happen.
Well, I'm wondering maybe if they just announced that date just to see the reaction they would get, you know, maybe out of, you know, various Star Wars sites and boards to see what the reaction would be. But, I mean, I would think that, you know, anybody with children would find that week probably inconvenient. But we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just face it, like you already said, you know, the whole thing doesn't necessarily revolve around us and our schedules, but I would think there are a lot of parents out there with kids that say, well, you know what, I want to take my kids, because that's what I told myself, too. I went with another site owner, Pat, last time, and we had a blast, I'm not saying, but there was so much stuff for kids to do there, and all these neat little scenes they could, you know, participate in, and of course, the Disney is right there, and numerous other things. And I said, if I go again, I wanted to take, you know, my whole family, because they would find it very enjoyable too. I wasn't quite sure because, you know, Celebration 5 was my first Celebration experience, and I didn't necessarily want to, you know, drag them, you know, to that without, but it really is a family event and just so neat. And so, of course, numerous people that knew more about it than I did that did bring their spouses and their children, and they were just having a blast, and I was a little bit envious of them. My little girl was at home, but I told myself I definitely want to bring my family the next time I come, and I don't know if I'll be able to do that now, but we'll see.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and you got to think about all these people that are traveling, and they have to take, if they bring their kids with them, they have to take their kids out of school, and they got to do this, that, and the other, and the first, if it's the first week of school, too, that's like, you know, one of the most important weeks for kids to get used to their new class and their new pals and so forth and so on. So, yeah, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned that, maybe that whole idea about them, you know, maybe throwing it out there and then adjusting it later, because that gives me hope. Maybe they'll fix that. We'll see.
Yeah, we will. It's a fun thing. I'll still be highly tempted to, you know, at least take a day or two off of work and try to fly down, because I just, it is really a fun time, folks. And if you've never been to a celebration and you're a Star Wars fan, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, maybe going to see the, you know, ancient pyramids of Giza or something. Just one of those things I think as a Star Wars fan, you just really ought to do. It's so fun.
Yeah, I still remember last summer sitting, I was supposed to go, and then it didn't end up working out, because a lot of it was because of the date. And I still remember that whole weekend just sitting any chance that I had on the computer and watching everybody's YouTube videos. And one of those videos, or a couple of those videos, were yours. Specifically the one of the Hoth diorama, and then I think the other one was the one of the Geonosis battle diorama, and I was watching your videos, and I was just like, oh man, I wish I was there to see that. Oh, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it is, I mean, I could spend entire days just in these one, like that was a Hasbro booth. I could have spent 4 days there, but it's like there's so many booths like that with all of these great. And everybody was so nice and just so accommodating. Like, you know, like Daryl DePriest, the vice president, you know, of Hasbro, was just taking time to talk to us and answer questions. And, you know, Mark Boudreau, their designer, and another one of his design team was sitting there, letting me fly around the new remote control Millennium Falcon that wasn't even in stores yet. I mean, it was just absolutely just a mind-blowing experience that I loved.
Yeah, yeah, yep. I mean, my mind was blown just watching the videos. So, well, yeah, we'll see. And Sean and I have already talked about if we get to go, and of course I'd love to go, not just to go to Celebration, but to get to hang out with you and anybody else from the yards that gets to go. That would be a whole nother, you know, end of. Or a whole other aspect of the convention that I would like to do, and we've also already mentioned if we can somehow in a year figure this podcasting thing out enough to become mobile podcasters, we might be able to do a show from Celebration 6. And how cool would that be? I mean, my brain is going to be floating in the clouds if we can get that to happen.
Yeah, it'd be cool to do, like, you know, if we do get some of the other customizers there, just get them all together and do this huge round table customizing at C6. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, that would be the coolest. I mean, I can't think of anything cooler, honestly. So, anyhow, well, I think that's pretty much going to do it for this show. That pretty much covers everything that we wanted to talk about, Sean, unless you had anything else that you wanted to add there.
Nah, I like these little toy talks. We need to do more of them.
Yeah, yeah. We can do them anytime that we can get together. We can do them, definitely. All right. Well, so let me just give you guys the info. If you want to listen to Custom Action Figure News, there's a lot of ways to do it. You can find us on iTunes. You can go to my Blogspot page, which is LucasClonesCustomBlogspot.com. I think that's right. It's been a while since I've been on there. And you can also go to imperialshipyards.net, and I'm sure that Sean will have this show posted to the front page, if not by the end of today, then by tomorrow.
You know it.
Yep, and also on the front page, there's the Custom Action Figure News button, where you can go and you can listen to all of our old shows. So lots and lots of ways for you to subscribe and download the show and listen. And if you want to contact me, if you have an idea for something that we could talk about on the show, or something that you want to add to the show, or a comment you want to make, you can email me at chad.cafnpodcast@yahoo.com. And if you want to contact Tamer with any thoughts on the show, how can you get in touch with Tamer?
That would be tamer@imperialshipyards.net. I'd love to hear from you.
Definitely. We both love to hear from you. We definitely want feedback on or thoughts on our show, don't we now?
Yep. We have a Facebook page, too, where you can leave us comments.
Yes, leave us comments, like the page, and you can also message me on there, and I think you can message Tamer on there, too, because he's an admin for that page, too. So, but anyhow, I think that's about going to do it. So, from Lucas Clones and Tamer, may the Force be with you.
You have just listened to Custom Action Figure News, a podcast by Lucas Clones and Tamer. Previous casts can be found by hitting the Custom Action Figure News button on the main page of ImperialShipyards.net or by visiting LucasClonesCustoms.blogspot.com. Let us know what you think, or send in your burning question via email to chad.cafnpodcast@yahoo.com or tamer@imperialshipyards.net. You could hear your email on the next cast. Custom Action Figure News is neither affiliated with, sponsored, nor endorsed by Lucasfilm or Star Wars, which are trademarks of their respective companies. Stay tuned for the next cast of Custom Action Figure News, dedicated to spreading the good news of customizing to the fans, by the fans, and for the fans.